This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Hour 2 of Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, thank you for making this the number one radio show. If you'd like to check out those gauges, you can. Genesis Communication Network, Genesis Communication Network, or GCNlive.com. You'll see exactly how we know that we are the number one radio show. It's because of you, but you can go ahead and see what you're a part of. Again, Genesis Communication Networks or GCNlive.com. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to jump over every segment I've been trying to pop off literally information that you need to have concerning what's going on in America, in our backyard. And that also applies to other countries that are listening to us. We have 53 other countries listening to us right now. Well, you know what? It applies the same way. The law of the Lord and what it is for and why he gave it. To establish good government. And it's a security for the people. It's to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. That's a good thing to me. And I praise God that Jesus Christ fulfilled it, Ephesians 2, because we all know that we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Jumping over to another topic. Leaked audio. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Just found out again. Leaked audio. Leaked audio. How many leaks do you need, America? Hey, one leak in one little hole in a boat will sink the ship, friends. She shot and has been guilty of many holes in the boat concerning the United States of America, and you have yet to throw her off that boat yet. But again, leaked audio, Hillary Clinton pushed rigging in Palestine in the elections in 2006. Wow. I mean, like I said, you can only keep reiterating this over and over and over again, folks. It shows you how far they're willing to go if you let them do the things that they're doing today. I also want to bring it over to showing you that it's not just the polling and the lying and the scamming done by the state-controlled media. And friends, it's not just MSNBC. It's not just CNN. It's not just ABC, folks. It's Fox News, too, friends. I mean, folks, nobody beats up on your choice concerning the next president of the United States of America more than Fox News does. And how could it be when we all know that a portion of Fox News is Muslim-owned? And they were the ones that said out of their own mouths that we can't afford a strong American government. And we also know, America, that the 2015 and 2016 greatest jihad donors all went to none other than Hillary Clinton. But I want to let you know, it still isn't working. It still isn't working. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, just a couple days ago, I was talking about a headline. This was yesterday. And the picture shows 50 people show up to rally in Florida in support of Hillary Clinton. This all goes back to what I told you since the very beginning of her. Instead of her being thrown in prison by the American people, they've entertained themselves out of their freedoms by allowing her to jump on the podium and lie to you all the more in an attempt to convince you that she's worthy to become the president of the United States when in fact she is not. As a matter of fact, she's going to be sent there to be the oppressor of America, rest assured. Read Isaiah 3 when you get a moment. But folks, 50 people show up to rally in Florida And folks, as I've reiterated, Hillary doesn't have the support, and I'm going to lay it out for you again because we have 1 week, and you need to know the facts. She doesn't have the support. Remember the tactic that her and Barack use? Saul Alinsky tactic? Cause the enemy to believe that there are more of us than there really is? Some people are responding to the picture because a picture is worth 1,000 words, friends. Oh, there was a couple hundred shares, and we have several comments. And I shouldn't say that about 100 comments here. But it's interesting to note, friends, some were saying there's only 35 people there. Well, of course. But see, folks, what they do is they take the pictures and then they promote the lie. And that's exactly what the state-controlled narrative has been doing for a long time in this country. As a matter of fact, it's found in the congressional record. We've been warned about this since 1917, America. 1917. And so today, what comes out? Another live feed. Latest CNN poll numbers, 52% for Hillary Clinton. And for your choice, America, Donald Trump, 38%. Do you know the real polling goes? That she has 12% of a real vote. And did you know that Donald Trump has 79% of the vote? And oh, and furthermore, they know it. That's why they keep pushing the lie harder and harder. Folks, they're like a cat scratching at the prey now. And you're the prey. They're scratching and they're clawing at you, America. And this is called leading through opposition. But America, I can't account for the fact that she has the support. Because, friends, she doesn't have the support. And I want to tell you, if she does, and keep in mind what they do, is when you go to one of her shows, let me put it that way, because it's all fabricated, it's all deceptive, and we're finding now, as a matter of fact, on Sons of Liberty Media, we just found out that Hillary Clinton has to pay and bus people in. This is a fact, we've talked about this before, but they're busing youth in to legitimize her candidacy, that she doesn't have the support. But again, what I want to reiterate, I want to play some audio here for you. It's just really that bad. It's just really that bad. Not only are people across the United States of America getting busted for election fraud, Miami-Dade just today, friends, two women busted, got a video posted right now in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, where they have them on film waiting for everybody to get out, and then they're taking Hillary votes, and then they're stuffing the box with the ballot. And people are saying, well, why aren't they charged? Why aren't they indicted? Well, then go find them and get the law on their case, because this is a felony, America. But to them and to you, it's a game to them, and it's entertainment to the American people that tolerate it. I'll tell you what. Again, coming from a military family, you go ahead and violate the law in which they fought, bled, and died magnifying, I'm going to have a serious problem with you, like it or not. And you're probably not going to like it, but I'm not asking permission from the devil to obey God. Now, am I? No, I'm not. Can you imagine all the listeners right now, if we were to come together, we could put a stop to this in a week. You know, the only people they have in support of them, friends, are useful idiots. And I'm going to take a quick break, and on the other side of this break, I'm going to play some audio concerning these useful idiots just to show you how stupid they really are. Supporting a woman that is literally shooting holes in the floor to drown everybody, including herself, regardless. I mean, that's a useful idiot.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, we got any fighters out there? 1-866-582-9933. Are you as passionate and angry about what I'm seeing out there as I am? Did I say that right? Forgive me. Hey, Lord, folks, the very scepter of the kingdom, Hebrews 1, is hating iniquity and loving righteousness. Psalm 97 tells us, you that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. Is there anybody out there right now listening? 1-866-582-9933. No vulgarities. Okay, cool. Righteous indignation accepted. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I want to play some useful, just again so people understand, I'm not name calling, okay? I'm not belittling the message or the validity of the message by calling these people useful idiots. Useful idiots was given by none other than Vladimir Lenin, who was used as a revolutionary under Joseph Stalin. They needed people that would do their biddings for them so they could destroy that prospective country or that prospective people. So that's where the term useful idiots came from. Just so you know, I'm not making this stuff up. Okay? I want to have you give ear to some of these useful idiots. This is where Hillary Clinton, at one of her, well, as she's bumping the stump, as they say, during her campaign and on her campaign trail, as I was sharing with you, what they like to do is take the camera, zero in on 50 people, and then what they do is they try to get the American people, because you're not going to know the difference because you can't see what's outside of those 50 people, but they get them behind them, shaking, agreeing with everything she says, right? But you don't see the fact that there's hardly anybody there in front of the podium. Nope, they always have to do it where it's a close shot, because if they pull back too far, you're going to figure this out. And I'm going to highlight this in just a couple moments. But here is a useful idiot so you can understand. When you get a moment, read Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and that's exactly what they are. This is a woman speaking right before criminal Clinton gets up to speak.
Good afternoon, and what an afternoon. Thank you for being here today in the best county in the nation, Camden County. My name is Susan Shenangulo, and I'm a freeholder here in Camden County, and I'm all with you here because we are welcoming the next President of the United States, Hillary Clinton.
Keep in mind, they're bussed in, friends. Bought and paid for.
Only Hillary can bring us together as one nation, indivisible,
right? Here's the other thing, friends. Go ahead, stop that, Sandy. You can go rewind it just a little bit. Notice how she omitted God's name like that of Barack Hussein Obama several times. This, America, is your first and it's your last mistake. Look to history. Look to the downfall of nations. They depart wickedly from God. It's time, America, to get back to that loving, merciful, gracious God that's known as the Judge. And because He is good, the first thing He likes to do is bring about judgment to establish righteousness. Read Psalm 94 when you get a moment. Read Isaiah 26:9 when you get a moment. Read Jeremiah 9:24 when you get a moment. But these people, they don't want God. They want Hillary, and you better bet your bottom dollar they were all compensated to do exactly what they're doing on key. And furthermore, we even found out through Craigslist about a month and a half ago, friends, that they were paid $50 to sit in there and cheer on, and they weren't allowed to go to the bathrooms. They were completely controlled in these settings, friends. But you know that already. So anyways, let's play that out, friends. Check this out again. This is a useful idiot speaking before criminal Clinton.
Only Hillary can bring us together as one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You know what? 8 years ago, we said, we declared, yes, today, I am so proud to stand to cynics, chauvinists, bullies, racists, bigots, and haters.
Folks, aren't you getting sick and tired of being called names all the time? And again, let me reiterate this point for the weekend listeners. Did you notice how she called you racist if you don't agree with Barack and you don't agree with Hillary and you don't agree with those that mean to destroy your country, namely the Muslims, right, the jihadists, or any other group of people that are decrying that they've been violated and they want their rights? Well, God didn't give them a right to violate their law or His law in the first place, so keep that into perspective. But aren't you sick and tired of being called racist? Aren't you sick and tired of being called bullies? The homosexuals like to use the word bully, but we know from Kevin Jennings that bully was only a term used. It was there to browbeat dissenters. And it was the affirmation of the gay lifestyle because they know that you would do nothing about it. The word racist, just going back a little history, comes from another guy who was a part of the revolution under Joseph Stalin. The word racism was used to browbeat dissenters. Here, let me give it to you another way. They call you names and they shout and they shoot because they want you to stand down in America. You have been submissive in this area. It's called political correctness. You're traitors to principles as you allow them to trample your laws. And by the way, that is totalitarianism. They love to pull your hair. They love to smack your face. And they have the audacity to decry victim status as they, guess what, perpetuate the crime against you. No more law. Now the criminal is showing his face. See, you think they have the shield when, in fact, they have the spear right behind it. Haven't you thought this through yet, friends? Now they're making it children. And the children in the United States of America, a prey to the homosexuals, to the NEA, and to the likes of Kevin Jennings, who is a known radical homosexual, who was Barack Hussein Obama's safe school czar. His icon was none other than Harry Hay, who's now in hell, where he belongs. And the slogan for gay pride parades concerning NAMBLA are sex before eight, before it's too late. The NEA has something called a homosexual caucus. That's not good enough. We have to have a drag queen caucus. In America, you've sat down and you've allowed them to do this. You're advocating what God condemns. You're advocating what God condemns. So there you have it. Leon Trotsky, racism, browbeating dissenters. And what was her verbiage? A good little communist and a good little useful idiot she is. And she did exactly that. Furthermore, at the beginning of her mumble jumble, isn't it interesting she omitted God? And she said that Hillary, the criminal herself, can bring us together. Nobody else can do this but another criminal. That is submitting to tyranny right there. And rejecting God, which again goes back to our forefathers. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. She just exhibited my point to a T. And that's what they're willing to do to their own demise. You reject the Christ, he rejects you. Let me tell you, Luke 9:26 tells us, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's, and of the holy angels." And he will also deny you. He will also deny you. Yeah, he's a merciful God. You know, I got a text today. And it was exposing the crimes of what's going on out there, friends, concerning the Clinton Chronicle again, once again. The plethora, the chronological order of all of her crimes. And someone had the scriptural sense to say, God is merciful. He's exposing their crimes. You better bet your bottom dollar. But you also need to understand that if the people fail to deal with those things that are being uncovered, remember Scripture tells us there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. That is found in none other than Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. If you fail to respond with what he exposes, you're either going to live for it or you're going to be condemned by it if you leave it off. And I like to say that, America, you're putting yourself in a position where you now have the time to right the wrongs, but if you let them go ahead and kick the can down the road that doesn't exist any longer, you're going to be put in a position where you're not going to be able to respond. It's going to be to the point where you're going to wish that you did when you had the time to do it, but you did it not. You're going to wish that you had the time to redo it. Procrastination, by the way, is the biggest robber of blessings. Make the most out of today. Scripture again tells us in the book of Ephesians, redeem the time for the days are evil. Okay, so now what we did is we just highlighted the fact that there's voter fraud going on. We're highlighting the fact that now these rats are scurrying across the Clinton administration because the corrupt head, James Comey, whose brother actually does the taxes for the Clintons, who's given the Clintons a pass over and over and over and over and over and over again, like the criminal in the People's White House. They're running like a bunch of scurrying rats because they're afraid of the fact that America, you might actually stand up and deal with them. Okay? But what we're going to do is when we come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to bring to you statistically, once again, friends, because I only have a short amount of time to do this, she doesn't have the support. If she gets in there, this one's on you, not on anybody else, because America, she does not have the support. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Okay, so let me highlight this, okay? I got two segments left. Again, I appreciate you. If you want to be a part of the show, please do weigh in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to give you the exact stat. I want to show you where you can go to find power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have, Saul Alinsky, right? I mean, a great loser. He's burning in hell right where he belongs, friends. And he made the point, and he chose, and he made the choices in life to end up where he is today. Don't forget that. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Okay, so that was his choice. He as a matter of fact, he accredited Lucifer on Rules for Radicals. Okay, so going specifically to a practical primer for realistic radicals, page 126 on that book titled Rules for Radicals. Okay, if you remember rightly and correctly, CNN's president resigned a year and a half ago due to the low viewership it received. By the way, so you know, CNN has an average of 2 million viewers every single day. Well, Bradley, every time I go to the, every time I go through the airport, or every time I'm in the bus depot or the train depot, or you know, I go to the bar or whatever, it's on. Wait a second. When you're going to those, for example, the terminals, so on and so forth, you need to understand that that's bought and paid for. Okay? People, for the most part, 21% of America approves the state-controlled media. It's not just CNN. That's Fox News as well and others. But again, keep in mind, CNN's president resigned last year due to the low viewership it received about a year and a half ago. And maybe this will shed some light as to why he resigned. Remember Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN? She said she was ordered to report fake stories for CNN, delete unfriendly stories. P.S., there's video out there as well, friends, where, remember that statement, you take the pictures, I'll create the war? There was a guy that was acting as if he was over in the Middle East and there was a war that was going on when in fact they were in a green room and during the break they were all laughing it up like it was a funny thing. They were creating that war that did not exist. See, and this is what they do. They have to get the American people behind it so they can reallocate millions and in some cases billions of dollars to those things that have been fabricated by them. Don't forget that. But again, Amber Lyon, former news anchor, award-winning news anchor for CNN, said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories, adverse to the administration, and construct stories in a specific manner while working for CNN. Lyon said CNN is paid by the U.S. and governments and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She also pointed out that Barack Hussein Obama and his administration pays for CNN's content. So why are they standing behind the likes of Clinton's? Because Hillary wants her administration that Barack Hussein Obama has been ruling over for the last 7 3/4 years. That's the Clinton's administration, tried and true, concerning their crimes against you, America. Did you know that the New York Times actually blurted the truth out in their confusion, to their credit, I might add, that all information coming out on Barack's administration is first vetted? That's illegal. Or let's go over to MSNBC again. I'm just highlighting, friends, things that you need to hear. And I'm sorry that I even have to bring them into the equation here. But their slogan during the election campaign for Barack happened to be Lean Forward, which is directly derived from the communist playbook. MSNBC parades its people like radical lesbian, I think, Rachel Maddow, the shameful uncivil rights wannabe leader Al Sharpton, and Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews. I mean, this is the best they've got. I mean, MSNBC's ratings can't get any lower than a snake's belly, worse than that of CNN's, and that is just where they happen to be right now, lower than a snake's belly. People don't believe them. Well, at least they say they don't. They act out in America what they say they don't believe, let me tell you. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. Folks, these outlets are the ones that are attempting to remind those who do not have enough common sense to know right from wrong that the likes of Barack and Hillary have the support of the majority of the American people. They don't. Here, let me go back just a little bit. This is great information. Don't you remember that in 2010, during them elections, 63 Democratic representatives were unseated? Folks, you should have did the same thing with the right. Don't you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena, and he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets? And if you remember right, they blamed the meteorologist. They said it was bad weather. The meteorologist came out during the week and said, nope, the weather's going to be fine. They couldn't even give away free tickets and get the people there, friends, and they still couldn't fill the 20,000-seat arena. Do you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama win the second run for the presidency of the United States of America, when in fact there were only 5,000 seats available? Oh, and by the way, before he won that second election, which is all based on voter fraud, he did not have the support of the American people. You have played the dupes to the ill-designing men, friends. And now the one that's talking about the fact that there is no voter fraud, it's unprecedented. We just found out that Robert Creamer was in his office. He's a felon, folks. He met with him. He was in the White House, Robert Creamer was, for voter fraud over 340 times. He was in prison, by the way. That's what he was in prison for. Okay, 340 times he was in the People's White House, just released this last week, friends. And also, he met with Barack Hussein Obama 48 times personally. Unprecedented, said the foreign agent in the People's White House, huh? Oh, that's just crazy. You know? You know, During the first election cycle, I'll give it to them. The second one, not even close. The results that came in through voter rigging and voter fraud the second time around was just second to none. That was unprecedented. And furthermore, wasn't it interesting, before Barack won the second term, he told the Russians that he would lighten and he would lift the sanctions off the nuclear weapons after he wins the second, or after his second term. How did he know that? It reminds me of what Bill Clinton said. He said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. Yep, I'll tell you who he is. His name is Jesus Christ, and the Bible tells me, and the Word of God proves to me through the living God and the witness of the Holy Ghost, that the government is upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ, like it or not. And that being under the governor of all nations, the God of Israel, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We know how this ends, friends. But again, friends, it's amazing what these people know. I remember when George Bush, the junior, the one with the silver mouth in his spoon, born with a silver mouth in his spoon, and his daddy, the criminal of all criminals, they call him Evil Poppy, George Bush Sr., it was interesting when he was asked about his second cycle. He says, "You can count on it. I'm in. I won." Yeah, I know, because there's enough idiotic professed Christians that held him in office for 8 years to go ahead and do the things that he wanted to do as well. Don't ever get the mindset, friends, that there's any difference in this country between the Democrats and the Republicans. And if you look to the trail of crime concerning the Bush regime, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. How many people in this country don't know the Word of God, yet they call themselves Christians? He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ. I was just reading that. I read the book of Mark today, about the last six chapters. Interestingly enough, to note and take note as to how they crucified him. He was delivered into the hands of sinners. They did it at night. They couldn't do it in front of the people. They judged him at night, and they crucified him during the day. And the people let him do it. Did you know that that country was miserably judged for over 300 years for what they allowed to take place? Hey, don't cry for me, said Jesus on the way to Calvary. Hey, cry for you and your children, because if they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Your blood be upon us. That's exactly what took place. 1,100,000 English terms, friends, found in the Fox's Book of Martyrs. Go ahead and read it up. Were crucified to the walls. The ones that were saying, his blood be upon us. And who had him crucified, America? Don't ever forget this. It was the professed church of the day. We be the seed of Abraham. They were the ones that moved Pilate to go ahead and do the crucifixion. And Pilate was no more innocent than they were. As a matter of fact, he was sent into exile at length. For those that did not know, Pontius Pilate ended up committing suicide just like Judas did. And his innards gushed out, the Bible tells us. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. My daddy is a judge. And he's a good judge. And because he's good, he will not at all acquit the wicked in any sense of the word. He's a good judge. Justice and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. Psalm 89. Folks, I can go down that road right now. And I think about the New Testament in the book of Thessalonians. Why don't you listen to this one? In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Read Hebrews 10 if you think that grace and punishment is less lenient under grace. No, it's magnified under grace. Under the law, it's not as harsh. If they won't listen to Moses, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Read Psalm 19:7 and Galatians 3:24 and Romans 3:20 when you get a moment. You need to understand that this is not a game. This is not a game. Folks, I'm going to come back. I'm going to end up showing you to that in the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, who did not have the support of the American people. I'll highlight a couple more, and then I'm going to go over to the criminal Clinton herself. And folks, to show you what's going on, that she's still there, shows you how corrupt your representatives are, because they are doing everything in their power to protect her and themselves from you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we are going to go to the likes of, well, again, the Clinton crime family. Because, friends, again, that's what it is. Let's just call it for what it is, okay? Because we know it's a crime family, and for the most part, people are sick and tired of this crime family. And as I shared with you over the last week, again, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, there are more people calling for her indictment and her incarceration than there are those that want her in the White House. This is a fact. Okay? And keep in mind, she does not have the support of the American people. I was just highlighting the fact that Barack Hussein Obama didn't have the support of the American people, but he got in there somehow during his second term. Do you remember when Stevie Wonder, concerning Barack Hussein Obama, couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for a second term? Man, but you were told everybody was behind him. Remember the 18,000 seat? Only 5,000 seats were available. How was there 18,000 people in that arena, friends? There was only 5,000 seats. You know you can't do that. That breaks fire code. Did you know that 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter's account, his Twitter followers, were found to be fake accounts created out of thin air? But as long as you believe everybody, hey folks, we're a constitutional republic, not a democracy. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. But you've been ruled by opinion too long, haven't you? 70% of Barack's Twitter account followers were completely fabricated out of thin air. Oh, here's another one. He likes to use the word unprecedented. This is the scholar's new word, as he calls himself. He continuously calls us a democracy, folks. We're not a democracy. Article 4, Section 4, Constitution of the United States of America. And of course, you haven't forgotten, friends, the fact that during the re-election inauguration, there weren't enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the hotel rooms. And don't forget about the massive voter fraud that took place during his second term. Remember what communist dictator Joseph Stalin said, those who cast the votes decide nothing, those who count the votes decide everything. Which brings me now to not just Barack Hussein Obama, who had, by the way, an excess of 19 million fake Twitter followers. Did you know that Hillary Clinton has 56% of her Twitter followers were like that of Barack Hussein Obama, completely created out of thin air? Oh my goodness. If the American people awake to this, and again, friends, this is what dictators do. They premise everything on a lie. Everything. According to her Twitter account, as of April 14th, Clinton had 3,351,547 Twitter followers. However, as the Daily Mail reported, according to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of her Twitter fan base consisted of real people who are active in using the social media platform. And at least 15%, more than 544,000, are completely fake. Statuspeople.com, the oldest publicly available Twitter auditing tool, reports that 44% of the former Secretary of State's followers are good, she said. 15% are fake, and 41% are inactive, meaning that they never tweet or reply to any tweets. Wow. That's crazy. In 2013, the State Department, which has more than 400,000 likes and was recently most popular in, not in America, but in Cairo, said it would stop buying Facebook fans after its inspector general criticized the agency for spending $630,000 to boost her numbers. You paid for it, America. In one case, its fan tally rose from about 10,000 to more than 2.5 million. Because, friends, they said so. And they know better than you. And you better not ever question those that serve we the people. Or at least run in the guise of serving we the people, right? What about when Hillary opened her campaign in Iowa? There were actually more reporters who attended than voters. And that's exactly what's happening at her rallies today, friends. If she gets 200 people, she's lucky. The one just reported in Florida, there was less than 50 people. There's more reporters than voters. When she kicked off her campaign, she aroused a whopping 22 people at the very beginning of her presidential campaign. Did you hear what I said? 22 people showed up. 22 people, America, showed up. So in other words, her support that you're receiving from the media is all contrived. And again, I want you to make clear as to what I'm saying here. Nobody beats up on your candidate more than Fox News does. We now know that there's an operative that works for the Clintons in Fox. We also know they are part owned by Muslims that say out of their own mouth that we cannot afford to have a strong American government working inside of Fox News. And folks, the games that go on there, it is nothing. If you're a Fox News listener, I want you to understand something. There's a couple good people there. There's no doubt. There are a couple good people there, but for the most part, it has degenerated into inquiry minds need to know, because it's not based off of who we are as a constitutional republic. It's never referencing law, God's law, or constitutional law, friends. It's always their opinion. And furthermore, I don't care what their opinion is, America. I really don't.
Well, it just goes to show you how much of a job and how big of a job we have to do. And at the Sons of Liberty, we literally work day in and day out to
preach this message. You know, this is kind of a, you know, sillier analogy, but, you know, people think, oh, the Sons of Liberty, I'm glad you guys are out there, yep. and I'm glad you're preaching the truth, and I'm glad, you know, you're out there. I think a lot of people hear the Sons of Liberty, and they're so appreciative, and they get ministered to, and they get fired up, and they get ready to go, but yet they don't think about the fact that we need the support in order to stay out there. I remember when I was growing up, there was a show I used to like watch on TV, and I remember that saying, you know, oh, you know, I like the show, but then when it came off the air, I was like, oh, it's a bummer that it's gone, but you never appreciate it while it was there. In the same way, in a smaller, you know, little
capacity,
yep. with that is what I'm saying, but in ours, in a larger capacity, people are so excited that the Sons of Liberty are out here preaching the truth, but we cannot continue to do what we do on the airwaves, through events, through columns, through every single facet and channel of this ministry, and there are a ton, unless people like you out there who are listening
to the
program support us.
Let me interject this. This is a real live conversation. People know who we are. People see what we do, how we're being spent literally 18 hours a day at times, going from place to place across the country. They know all of this, and they enjoy their own lives. And they look at us and they say, you need to do this or you need to do that.
Yeah.
It's almost like, okay, I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk out now. But you really do need to understand that if you're willing to let the light go out, you have a handful of us across this country, friends. If you're willing to let the light go out, that's your call, not mine. But for those that do support, I want to tell you what, we're shaking and rattling the gates of hell. Rest assured in Jesus' name.
And we thank you so much, those people who are sons and daughters of Liberty who support this work. You are literally, you know, putting your money where your mouth is in the sense of saying, not just saying, oh, God bless you, we're praying for you, which is great, you know, if they sincerely are, but rather than just saying something, please do support this work. Now, we're doing something, we're launching this for the next 30 days. You know, you've heard about our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program. Chances are, if you've been listening to the radio show or getting our emails. Now, we thank God for our faithful supporters. However, as we just mentioned, there are those of you out there who are listeners who have not yet become Sons and Daughters of Liberty. So for the next 30 days, we've decided that anyone who becomes a new monthly donor or who increases their giving, if they are already monthly supporters, will receive a free copy of our For the Children book and the My War CD containing Bradley Dean's life story. So then the big question on everyone's mind out there is, what do I need to do? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty or Sons and Daughters of Liberty at the top of the screen, and you can go ahead and you can become a monthly supporter there. Just click on there and fill in your information and you're good to go. For those of you who are already sponsors and you want to up your giving, you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747, or you can go into your Donately account, click on Manage This Recurring Plan, edit your information, and click Update Subscription, and you are done. It's as easy as that. If you want more step-by-step instruction, again, call our office at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. You know, as I mentioned in the newsletter, we are doers of the word. We are not hearers only deceiving ourselves, James 1:22. So we ask that you join together with us and take part in restoring America back under Christ. You know, we always say we can't do it without each other, right? This is the prime opportunity for us to join together and say, you know what, let's do this. Let's get you out there. We want to get you on more radio affiliates across America, which are growing. And for those of you who like our wonderful products, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the store and you will find so much great information, from CDs to DVDs to comic books to everything that we've got going out there. Please grab some products, especially with the Christmas season coming up. What better gift to give than to give the truth?
Hey, folks, just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. Bill Clinton boasts of Hillary's working. This is through WikiLeaks. Bill boasts of Hillary's working with the relationship with terrorist organizations like that of Barack Hussein Obama. Check it out. Love you. 1 John 3:18.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.